Good morning. Good morning. I first want to just say, I can't believe you're here. I'm sorry, it's a late Packer game. Go Pack. And some people are hoping for a big victory today. I know that Pastor Chris Snyder is not, and my son-in-law, but hopefully most of us are. But late service, New Year's Eve. I thought nobody was going to be here, right? Because the late game today. So thank you for being here. And Ben already said, but I'm going to try one more time because you were a little sleeping yet, but Happy New Year. There we go. The name of the message today is the hope for 2023. And let me just start by saying, I hope that you do better with your New Year's resolutions than I do. Or should I say that I did? I already broke mine this morning. No, seriously, I did. I could not resist those peanut butter balls that my granddaughter Annabelle made for me. For real. But the only good news is this, that the diet that I was pledging to is supposed to be high protein. And I heard that peanut butter is protein. So give me a round of applause. Come on, I started out real hell. Some of you doctors are going, Bob, that's not funny. All right. But let me tell you this. Really, my heart for you is happy, blessed, hopeful New Year. I have a word that I picked out for this year. And my word this year is hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say it with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah means to sing or to sing loud or to shout the praises of the Lord. It's the only word that's the same in every language. So when I was in Vietnam, we had an interpreter. But when we said hallelujah, they all said it the same way. Hallelujah. It's so awesome. It's when you just want to go, life is good. And let me just tell you this. What a happy new year it was 11 years ago today for my daughter Joelle. My daughter Joelle got married 11 years ago today, on New Year's Day, to the love of her life, Levi. If just take a look at this picture, and if you could see the joy, look at the joy in that day. And it was such a good day. It was such an awesome wedding. But I tell you this, for me, the best part of that already awesome day, and some of you dads know what I'm talking about, that father-daughter dance, that daddy-daughter dance. Let me just tell you this. I thought I was going to burst with joy, and yet so excited, and yet such a sense of commitment. And she picked that song, Butterfly Kisses. And during the dance, she came and gave me one of those butterfly kisses with her eyelashes. And I'm just like, just so good, just so good. Well, I'll tell you this. That's the joy that I want for you this next year. That you can say, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. That you can say, it's the best day ever. Or the best summer ever. Or the best year ever. Like this guy I met. I was speaking at Bethel University. Man, I love, two of the guys on the worship team today are college students, and I love speaking to 18 to 21-year-olds who are just seeking God, how they are going to make an impact in their life. And it was towards Christmas break, and the president of Bethel University came up to me and said, I got to tell you this, right? End of the year giving. He said, we got a gift. And I opened up the mail, and there was a check for $1 million. Can you imagine? He said, our school had such a need. He said, I just instantly burst out in tears of joy. And he goes, and I literally pushed back and he fell over on his chair. He fell out and he jumped up. And he got so excited when he told all the staff, all the professors about the $1 million. And he said, we just had a great time celebrating. And he said, then I had to call the donor to say thank you. And the donor said, I am so glad you called. There's been a mistake. The check was supposed to go to Bethel University in Minnesota, not Bethel University in Indiana. Can you feel the wind getting sucked out of here? Do you feel that with him? It's like you won the lottery ticket and you lost the ticket. Or somebody stole it from you. And it's wild, but the holidays aren't always good for everybody. And maybe some of you right now that came here today are in there. You feel like this last year's been a hurricane. Or maybe there's pain in your past or shattered dreams. Or broken promises or failed relationships. For some of us, the death of a loved one. Or you're struggling over a year of chronic pain. Or failed resolutions or failed marriage. And this one for so many of my friends. You saw your son or daughter receive Christ. You saw them, some of them be baptized right here. And now you see them walking away from the faith. And you say, how do I say hallelujah now? How do I do it now? You know what we need? We need tidings of comfort and joy. But hallelujah, comfort and joy was born, right? Hope is a person. Jesus is our hope. And it says in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Say that with me. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same today and forever. So no matter what your life held this last year, no matter what your day is like today, we can't still say hallelujah. We thank God for the blessings, but we praise him for who he is. And it's bigger. It's been said. As a matter of fact, this is an old saying, and I never heard it till this last week. Pastor Ben shared it with me. One moment with God is better than 1,000 hours of programming. Amen? One moment with God. Remember when you first came to him? Remember how he changed your life? And like, it's like, guys, sometimes it's so dry. Well, what we want as a church today, what we want as the team, and the service planning team today, is we want you to have a moment with Jesus today. Not just sing a couple songs, not just listen to a message. We want you to encounter Jesus. You see, real hope is not just for the future. Real hope deals with the past that's trying to hold us back from enjoying today and tomorrow. So hopeful new year to you. Hopeful new year. And I hope that sticks. Hopeful new year. And right now, hope will stand for this. Healing over past events. Say that with me. I'm sorry. I want you to get it. Healing over past events. One more time. Hope stands for. And here's where it comes for. Exodus 15:26 says, for I am the Lord who heals. You heard of the word Jehovah? It's a Latin translation. Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Rapha. I am the God who heals. Do you believe that? That there's nothing in your past that he can't heal. But people say, Bob, the pain is so real. The loss is so deep. The hurt is so blinding that sometimes I feel like I just can't move on. And hopelessness grabs so many of us. Well, let me tell you this. When I was going through a huge loss in my own life, God spoke to me and he said, being miserable is not grieving. Being miserable is not grieving. It's getting stuck. Grieving is good. It's natural. It's healing. But grieving is facing any emotion or any question, from sadness to rage, from loss to question to doubts. Facing it and naming it so that it doesn't own you. And then walking through with the bigness of God. I want you to know this morning from my heart, that no matter how big or how horrible any event in your past was, God still is bigger. There's a guy who came in for counseling years ago. He was 25 years old, and he was telling me about his story. He goes, my dad never threw a ball to me, never spent any time with me, never put me on his lap and read a book, never took me fishing, never took me golfing, never just brought me to a concert. He said, my dad was just absent. And I'm sitting there crying, and I'm going, how can you just tell me this story stone face? Like, where's emotion? And he said, I don't cry anymore. I said, what? Everybody, no, I don't cry. I said, in public, no, I don't cry. I said, well, when's the last time? He said, well, you see, with my dad being like that, I never expected much. But one day my dad came home with a new train track. And he said it was for me. And he said, you want to put it together? Together. You want to put it together? Together. And he said, for me, Dad? He said, honestly, I was so excited. I had to go to the bathroom. Like, yeah. And he came back and he started putting it together and they're having a good time. But all of a sudden, because he was a real dad, he didn't read the directions. And he couldn't. And he couldn't get a piece together. And his dad started getting frustrated. And pretty soon, the dad starts swearing. But the kid's like, that's okay. As long as he wants to be with me. As long as he wants to be with me. But it got worse, and he starts swearing. And the mom said, hey, why don't you just take a break? Come on, a meat sandwich. Take a little break. And the dad looked at the mom and said, you're the one that told me to play with the dang kid. And he said, that's the last time I ever cried. But I got to tell you this. I know I'm a faucet, but crying is a gift. And it's not just fake news. I got fact. When I was in Vietnam, I met this doctor who set up the outreach we had. We had over 15,000 people come to Christmas Love in Vietnam. First time I had to get my message verified by the police. Right? They had okay it. She said, so many times we try to ignore the events in the past and we live in denial and then it comes out sideways. She said, instead of having a good cry, she said, do you know medically it's good to cry? It actually releases stress hormones. You release cortisol. Cortisol, which actually helps you then sleep, and it strengthens your immune system. And she said, as a doctor, we know that there's facts and benefits of crying. What'd you hear about today? Oh, the benefits of crying. Said it detoxifies you. They write that on the bottle, right? Right? Every drink you have, detox, right? It's a mood balancer. It's soothing. It dulls the pain so you don't turn to drugs or to other things to escape. It helps you recover from grief. This is from the doctors. It also helps you welcome others because you always feel like you got to be the strong one. And it shows vulnerability. You see, you cannot heal in isolation. You cannot heal in isolation. That's why God has called us to be a people of hope, a church of hope, a community of hope. And it helps you breathe again. It brings life after the pain. Joy comes in the morning. It's like a baby that's born, right? It cries and it has its first breath. But some of you ask, like me, where is God in all of this? Can I tell you? Look to his word. You know what God is doing when you're crying? The Bible says he's collecting every tear. Did you know that's in the Word of God? Living Translation, Psalms 58:6 says this. Since you, God, keep track of all my sorrows, you collected all my tears in a bottle. You recorded each one of them in your book. Can I say to you right now, God sees you. He hears you. He knows you. Would you let him embrace you? Whether it's tears of joy because you're dancing with your daughter who got married, or it's tear of sorrow, it's a gift. Just a few more facts on tears. Did you know that you produce 5 to 10 ounces of tears a day? 5 to 10 ounces, right? It just lubricates as well. You know what that is? 15 to 30 gallons a year. My kid said, Dad, you use every ounce. Shut up. Okay. Whoops, don't say that. Okay. If you have dry eye, when you got to go and buy it, guess how much teardrops cost? $20 an ounce times 30 gallons. Isn't God miraculous? Do you know what you own? Your life. But so many times you feel like that hurricane. And my wife, thank God, I forgot this at home. I was finishing this message, The Touches, at 10 to 12 last night, and then we celebrated. I left this, and Carol made it here early and brought this. It's my friend who lives in Florida. On September 28th, things changed for my family. Hurricane Ian, right? Is that how you say it? Ian? Ian. Made landfill that day. A strong Category 4 hurricane changed everything for our lives. We lost our family home and our grandparents' condo all in about 6 hours. Each structure had between 5 and 9 feet of water. It was moved, actually, inside and left them completely destroyed. The aftermath was difficult. We left for what we thought was a 2-day mandatory evacuation, and whatever we took that morning at 5 a.m. is all that we have from our home. The loss of our stuff, our future plans, our community in such a short time was hard on each member of the family. But with the pain and loss, there has been clear signs of God's sovereignty and providence. What? How? You lose everything in your home? Is that your response? I want that. To be able to say hallelujah in the presence of my enemy. My friend Jill lost her husband Alan. Alan's parents go to this church. On January 7th, they'll just be a year. So I called her from Vietnam because I knew the holidays were going to be hard. And I said, how are you doing? She said, I'm worshiping a lot. She said, I've got to send you this song, Worthy of It All by Maverick City. She said, I pray a lot. Is she healed? No, of course not. But is she healing? Yes. Yes, why? Jehovah Rapha, her healer. Tim Keller said this about prayer. I'm so proud of Jill. Keep praying for her and others. Tim Keller said, we are so quick to tweet, Facebook, and Instagram, but we're slow, so slow to pray. We spend hours on the internet, but minutes on our knees. Whenever anyone asks me if I have regrets in my life, Tim Keller said, I say, I should have prayed a lot more. And that's an understatement. We are going to have a time of prayer. We have prayer here every week after service. We're going to have prayer during service today. We're going to have time of prayer just saying, I need touch. I need a healing. Right? You know how many wives would just melt to see their husbands go to the altar and say, God, I need you. You know how many men just saying, God, be with my wife. Kids are in service today. They see their parents saying, come on, we're going to go. We need God. We need to encounter God today. How many friends, whatever it might be, you need to touch God today to raise that hallelujah in the presence of the enemy. Jesus is Lord, even through the hard times. Jehovah Rapha, healing over the past events. To be able to say by coming up here, Jesus owns me. Not my past, not my pain, not my problems. I don't know about you, but I need that in my life. Healing over past events. Hallelujah. But what about today? Where are you in the present? January 1st, 2023. Right? Where are you at? No matter where you're at today, I hope you know you're safe here. That you belong here, that you're home here, The Bible says, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. So no matter if you come in here today, no matter what, you're welcome. And if you're joyful today, it's okay. Even if I'm hurting, it's okay for you to be joyful. Jesus said in Matthew 11, 17, I played a flute for you and you did not dance. Sorry about you legalist. God told us to dance. I hope some of you dance. Dance. I hope you dance. And then he said, I played a dirge, which is a funeral song. And he said, and you did not weep. He said, I was ready to collect your tears. You can be real here. It's real discipleship, real life. You can be honest. You have a struggle. Look at the classes and the support that they have at this church. It's okay. We are a community of hope. So whether you came here today with cheers for the new year or tears of pain or the fears of the future, Jesus is the same yesterday. So live today. What is your need today? He is our hope. What does this hope stand for? Hope over present experiences. Say that with me. Hope. One more time. Where does this come from? Psalms 46:1. Psalms 46:1. God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in time of trouble. So we have Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Now for the present, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Jehovah Jireh, Jireh, you are enough. He's our provider. What is your need today? Jehovah Jireh is a provider. He's enough. Christian musician Stephen Curtis Chapman. I don't know if you know their story, but they've adopted girls from China. And one of them is Maria. And she was just vibrant and joyful. But if you remember the story, in 2008, there was a horrible accident. And Maria's brother backed over her with the SUV in their driveway, and she died. The words for them, something that's not fixable. Such loss that doesn't make sense. Like, God, you led him to adopt. It was a long time before he could do a concert again. But the first concert that he played just happened to be Life Fest. And he was a headliner that night. So before the concert, he was backstage in one of our trailers with his best friend, Jeff Moore. And he said to Jeff, I don't think I can ever play Cinderella again after the loss of Maria. We had his playlist from that week. A lot of times artists will write their songs down and tape it on the ground so they know which one is next. And Cinderella was not on that playlist. But he had just sung, Blessed Be the Name of the Lord. Do you know that song? He gives and he takes away. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. And when the darkness closes in, still I will say, Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know what that's saying? Hallelujah. Always your sovereignty, you are to be worshiped and praised. And I couldn't believe he's saying, Blessed be the Lord, he gives and takes away. And he finished that song. And he stopped. And he said, if it's not true now, it wasn't true then. And if it was true then, it's true now. If it was true when my daughter, Maria, was alive, then it's true now. And he sang the song Cinderella, though it wasn't on his playlist. It wasn't something he could do in his own power. And that's where he just changed that last word and said, the dance goes on. And just like last week, here we had that candle lighting, which is so awesome. But they've done this at festivals. We've only done it once at Life Fest. Other festivals, they start the candle lighting from the front, like we did here, and it just goes back. At Life Fest, We started the candle lighting from the back to show him the support, and it went forward and it went up. Let me ask you, do you think he still misses his daughter? Do you think he's still hurting? Oh yeah, that was back in 2008. But just last month we went pheasant hunting together. He's a pretty good shot. But to watch him still enjoy life, still grieving, but enjoy life. What is your need today? Maybe you've been in a blessed time. Then come up today and thank God. Just come up today and say, thank you, Jesus. But maybe you need wisdom, or you need a touch of God, or you need the power to break an addiction, or you need encouragement, or you need to raise that hallelujah in the presence of your enemy. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Tell him what you need today. He is the God over my past, Jehovah Rapha, my healer. He is the God of my present. He is the Lord of today. He is the provider, Jehovah Jireh. But what about tomorrow? Have you read the headlines? I mean, war in Ukraine, the economy, China showing their power over in the seas by Taiwan, the division in our country, people justifying sin, identity and gender crisis, the mental health epidemic. And some of you are like, so afraid. Can I just say, come on? No, really, come on. I'm looking out. Early service is a little older service. Some of you were alive with me in 1999. Remember Y2K? Right? It's gonna crash! And we're all so afraid. God fell off the throne and the computers are gonna shut down. It's gonna be the end of the world. The end is coming. Jesus is coming. I do believe that. But I still have friends who own generators they bought back then. And the food is no good anymore. God is in control. He is sovereign and he will win. He will win. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is Lord. And now hope can stand for this. Holding on to the promises eternal. Holding on to the promises eternal. Like these Kleenex will never run out. Sorry. My new verse is Hebrews 6:19. And sorry, parents, I have a new tattoo right here. And it's an anchor. And it says, we have this hope as an anchor for our soul, firm and secure. Do you believe it today? No matter what. Jeremiah 29:11 is a verse that everybody quotes for the promises of God. For it's, and I love it. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plan to give you a future and a hope. How many have quoted that verse? Okay, I'm sorry to pop your bubble a little bit, but we got to really look at scripture. You just can't take one out of context. Did you know God gave him that verse? You know what? He gave it to the people of Israel. Do you know what happened to Israel after that verse? They went into captivity for 70 years. Is God still faithful? Did God deliver them? Was it in their timing? 70 years and they still believe God? Some of you forgot what you prayed about last week at Christmas and are doubting God this week already. Listen to the rest of that verse. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me and I'll listen to you. I'll add in, I'll collect your tears. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. You may not got the answer you wanted about your health or your kids or your situation or your job or our country. But let me tell you this. My God is still on the throne. And he is worthy to be trusted. And it is time to build an altar. It's time to come to the altar. Moses, go to Exodus 17, 15. Moses built an altar and called it, "The Lord is my banner." That's Jehovah Nissi. Say that, isn't that cool? Jehovah, yeah, no sissy, Jehovah Nissi. He is strong. He is our banner. He is our victor. It's like when you would conquer in war, a country would conquer another country. What would they do? They put up their flag. We won. When you would capture a hill in battle, they'd put the flag up. Victory. When you win in the Olympics, your flag. When you win the World Cup, run around with the flag. I don't know about this, but I read the end of the book. And our God has won, and he will win. He has won on the cross, that empty grave, and he will win again when he comes again in triumph. Already won, and yet not yet. If you've sent me a Christmas letter, this is proof that I read them. We got one from some friends. He's come on the road with us. He's interned with us. They live in Wyoming now, but listen to this one. We are trusting the Lord has a plan, his promises for us. And we may not have no clue in store what's coming. We may find a house, or we may live in our camper. The business may thrive, or maybe go belly up. We could remain healthy, or may suffer from complications related to all our crazy food issues. However, we are in the hands of our Lord and Savior. We know that no matter what, he loves us. He cares for us. He knows us. He knows what's best for us. He is good and does good. Habakkuk 3:17, though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, no herds in the stall. Bad year. Worse than COVID years. Worse than your last year. Yet I will rejoice. Hallelujah. In the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. The God of my strength. Jehovah Nissi. My victor. Hear his voice this morning. Hear him say in Revelations, do you believe this? Comfort with one another with these words. He is coming soon. He will wipe away every tear. There'll be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things have passed away. Already, not yet. He is coming to make a new heaven and a new earth. And everything will be the way it's supposed to. A lot of you know that in the last few years I've gone through a lot of hard times. And I thought this year was going to be good. And I had to have foot surgery. They told me I was going to be off for 4 months. I have not been off the road for 4 months since I've been 18 years old. And so the 5th month, I planned big, and we had the calendar booked. And hope was deferred. And we had to cancel another month. And this year we lost our niece, who was only in her 40s. And this year we celebrated our 40th year of ministry. We wanted to celebrate and have a gala. Instead, we had financial issues and headwinds this year. And we lost our CEO. Had one of the hardest years financially we've ever had. Then my wife got a new hip. And let me just tell you, the insecurities and anxieties. I felt like I was in first grade again, getting marched out to the special ed class. just depressed. And even though I got 4 months alone, you wonder how busy you can be and not spend time with Jesus. Like, I need an altar call. I just need to hear your voice, your promises. So I went on an internet fast. And those who are on Facebook, old people like me, you know that I'm on there like every day. And I just turned off my phone, text, internet. And just spent the day with Jesus. And I said, would you talk to me? You're more than a religion, right? And I just took some time and I took out a pen and said, just speak and I'll jot it down. I believe he'll talk to you. He'll talk to you. He talked to me, and this is intimate, but I feel like glad to share it with you. And if part of it touches you, you can have it. This is what Jesus promised and gave to me. This is from Jesus. Bob, thank you for taking time with me. Relax. Don't try so hard. Be wise. Be still. Butterfly life. Trust me. The lion will lay down with the lamb. Calm, even in this season. Be thankful. Appreciate your wife. I told you it was personal. Appreciate your life. I am grateful for you. I have graced you. I am bigger than your pain. I am bigger than your past. I am bigger than your sin. I'm bigger than your failures, bigger than your faith, bigger than your best, and your worst doesn't nullify me. I am bigger than your board, bigger than your affirmation, bigger than your critics, bigger than your accomplishments, bigger than your confusion, bigger than your issues, bigger than your sermons, bigger than a message, a movement. I am bigger than the narrative. I am bigger than your energy, and I am bigger than your tiredness. I am bigger than cancer. I am bigger than answered prayer. I am bigger than unanswered prayer. I'm bigger than your guilt, bigger than your shame, bigger than your struggles, bigger than your victories. I am bigger than your thoughts. I am bigger than your emotions. I am bigger than your gifts, and I am bigger than your weaknesses. And I am worthy of your risk. I am bigger than the risk. And I will come again. I am worthy of your life. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hope. Help over past events. Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Hope. Help over present experiences. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Hope. Holding on to promises eternal. Jehovah Nisi, God, our banner. He is victorious. As we sing this next song, we're going to invite you. I know this is a little awkward. We don't always do this till after service. If you have a need right now, Pastor Ben, Pastor Dave, maybe some Bruce, some elders, other prayer leaders here, just come up. Just come. What's your need today? Pray over past healing at the altar. Power for the day, there's healing. There's power, Jehovah Jireh. Just come at this time. If you have a need, come to the altar. Yeah, you just come and say, pray for my children who have walked away. Pray, I'm dealing with cancer. Pray, my job. Pray, my marriage. And we'll just say a prayer. Humble yourself before the Lord. Let's pray. Just come.